Hi, guys. How we doing? Good, Mike. We're doing great. Thanks for asking. You guys are so rude to me. It's ridiculous. Anything?
What are some of the things you said that earlier this season in the spring training that you and Blair were working on stuff, taking down notes? What are some things that he's improved upon just during this time at camp that you've noticed?
Yeah, he is. He's still working on some things, some timing issues that we had the other night. You know, we were only 7-for-10, so you know, if you want me to address that, that was more of a timing issue with the holder, snapper, kicker, and that's something that's ongoing. We had it at the end of spring, but it takes a couple weeks of training camp to get back into the rhythm and the timing that we need to be successful. But in terms of what he's improved on, I mean, he's got great leg strength. You know, I think his mental toughness is even better than a year ago, because he missed a two, and then he said, let's take it back to 60. That was him the other night, not me. And then he drilled one from 60. So his mental toughness, he doesn't blink. He misses one, he learns from, he moves on, and I think that's what he's improved on the most, is his mental toughness. Not that he didn't have it last year, but.
Like on one kick there, that the holder might have fumbled it a little bit, but he still got it down in time to make the field goal.
He made the field goal. That was a great kick.
Yeah, but from the holder's perspective, I mean, he didn't panic. I mean, was that just good to see him actually kind of struggle with one and still get it down?
Well, you never want to see him that good. We actually simulate those with the jugs. You guys see him with the jugs every day, and we try to put him in some difficult situations, but he reacted great. You know, it was a good snap, so it should not have been dropped. But the fact that he stuck with it, and we had that happen a couple times early in camp in like our session over on the side. But it was good. Like in your question, I mean, it's good that he is that he responded the way he did and did get the ball down, and Blair stayed with it and put it through the uprights.
How much of a feel are you able to get during these practices, and how much do you really have to rely on the preseason games to kind of sort through things?
You know, I think it's a combination. I think the practices are helping us fundamentally prepare for the preseason game, so when they get out there, they're fundamentally sound. They're doing our techniques that we want them to do. Our schemes are real simple right now, so we're not trying to keep anybody off balance. We just want to see where we're at and who we have. In terms of the total physicality, that's going to come in the games, in the preseason games. But for right now, I can see, you know, who's paying attention, who wants to get better, you know, who is improving the most fundamentally and from the spring and once you put the pads on. But in terms of the whole picture, the whole process, it's the preseason games are huge for us. That it? Thanks, guys. Have a great day. Appreciate it.